All right, Gavin, please take a seat. Thank you. Okay, you are now in the zone of truth. So when you tell a lie, you're going to hear... And when you tell a truth, you will hear... Okay, let's begin. Gavin, why are you here?
I can talk to grass.
What? No, I don't... Wait, what? No. Gavin, just answer my questions, please. Why are you here?
I was led here by a magic rock.
What? No. Okay. Kevin, I just need to know what...
I know the meaning of life.
Okay, I give up. This is useless. This is crazy. I'm done.
Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies. Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we tried to achieve every single achievement of medieval Grand Theft Auto. That's right, we stole horses, trespassed into a city, stole armor, and then broke into a church? Now we're talking to the prophet of a crystal god, and hopefully he's less confused about the talking grass than the priest was who we were lying to earlier.
Whoa!
That's really
another
good.
Another banger by Nathan.
I really like how almost every one of his intros has the little like, and a huh?
And a huh? I'm just wondering how much he works during the day and how much he actually works on that during the day.
He just puts on ChatGPT like...
My employment is in jeopardy.
We can't talk about your job as classified though, right?
That's right.
Nathan,
he stopped talking. He's like, oh shoot, I'm gonna get fired for real. And Nate gets fired for real.
Listen, as a garbage man
who does garbage things, yeah,
you have no idea the things I've seen.
the things I've seen
in the garbage,
the
stuff I've smelled,
the people I've had to work with.
But at least you get to ride inside the truck.
Yeah, I ride in the back. Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes
those garbage men.
People are gonna think he's really a garbage man. And I love that.
No, they're gonna start this whole Reddit thread on what Nathan does with his job.
I'll just drop fake things all the time. I'll be like, yeah, like when I was landscaping the other day.
No, guys, it's really garbage man. I'm being serious.
Well, that was Mandy the plane. Okay, so last episode was pretty fun. I think you guys did a lot of fun role-playing. You guys finally got to meet the prophet of this realm. How are you guys feeling about it?
Confused, I think.
I'm super confused.
I'm excited.
I mean, we just like lied to a priest and then got to come talk to
barely.
What is essentially a prophet.
We barely.
Whoa, okay,
Gavin,
hold
Gavin,
on.
You didn't
Gavin
lie. Didn't lie.
Not didn't Barry. Lie. It was very convincing.
No, Gavin didn't lie. Look at
I
did.
Yeah, Gavin,
I
Gavin
lied.
Didn't lie.
Toby lied.
Yeah, that's it.
End of statement.
Period.
Also, wait, hold on. Brock lied too.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Guilty. All right, guys, let's get started. Last session, we ended when you guys managed to BS your way to talk to the priest, let's both be honest, and successfully you guys managed to talk to the high priest of the church. As the high priest was about to, what it looked like, cast some spells on you, he was commanded to stop by the vessel that, as you guys learned last session, is the prophet of the gods of every realm. Every god has a vessel. And he commands you guys to come over. Come to his secret library. And as you guys go down there, you guys met the elf called Liam. And he is a really cool high elf. He has crystallized eyes on his left eye is crystallized, and he has crystals all over his skin.
Like it's turning into crystals?
It's not turning in. It's just...
They're like growing on him?
Yeah, it's growing on him, but what it is that every vessel has to have a symbol of their gods with them. And that's kind of like how they determine how they really are. It's like they are literally given their body.
He bejeweled himself.
No.
That's the word.
He got bejeweled by a god.
I mean, it kind of sounds like he did bejewel himself.
But yeah, so that's what he looks like. And he tells you guys that, hey.
I was bedazzled.
He knows that.
Oh, that's true.
Is bedazzled.
Or is that a copyright thing? I don't know.
I bet you that, I don't know. We can keep. We can
bedazzled.
And as he looks at you, he recognizes that you guys are humans. I'm pretty sure that Gavin also told him that you guys are humans. And he tells you guys he means no harm. That all he wants to do is talk to you guys. What you guys do?
So wait, clarification. We're in that like archive library kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Talking with him?
We just walked in?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Is this prophet also a high elf?
Yes.
Why is he not racist towards us?
He's a good one.
Maybe we should
He's a good high elf.
He's one of the good ones.
He's saying every other elf in that entire city is scum. And this one's
well,
good.
You can ask
he's
him.
He's one of the good ones.
You can ask him why.
But he's one of the... I'm one of the good ones.
Exactly.
So, sorry, do we know his name yet?
Liam.
So, Liam, I'm just curious because... This entire time we've been going through the city, we've been feeling like if we were identified, we would be instantly killed.
That's right? Pretty accurate.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just curious as to why you haven't tried to kill us, knowing that we are human.
Well, let me tell you, my job, part of my job is to read a lot. Mm-hmm. And I kind of read everything that the elves have written. So I decided to kind of explore other realms books. The dwarves have a manual how to cut stuff. It wasn't very interesting. But humans, oh my goodness, the lore, the books, the fiction that you guys have written, it's so fascinating. Have you guys heard of, and he like grabs a book, Harry Potter?
Ah, yes. He's a powerful mage from our world.
You don't have... Yeah. It's really cool. You guys have all these really mm-hmm. cool books about fiction, about these magic worlds. It's fascinating.
Well, I'm glad you like it. You know, I'm actually very a big fan of that one myself.
He must never know that it's not real.
Oh, I know it's not real.
Crap.
He literally called it fiction.
Yeah. Who told him?
I think the book did.
Well,
so are we the first humans you've met then?
You are. And how are you guys feeling? I mean, do you guys feel any different since you guys got here to this realm?
Now I'm a little paranoid because I feel like you're wanting to study us. And if I were to put my two cents in, Toby is by far the most interesting one that you would like to study. So if you would just take him.
Thanks, Brock. Thanks.
Let's go.
I appreciate the camaraderie.
I'm more of a reader, not a scientist.
Okay.
So no, I don't have any intention.
Okay, I take that back then.
I'm more of an eater, personally. Is there any meat that we could have? We haven't eaten any good meat in days.
And he like claps his hands and this huge, like... He's just huge, amazing dinner table pops up out of nowhere. It has steaks. It has mashed potatoes. It has all sorts of drinks. Anything that you guys want to eat.
Oh, you got to teach me how to do that. And I sit down. Toby sits down and just starts eating.
Do these potatoes have butter in them?
And he snaps his fingers and now he does.
Well, now you ruin them.
I'm sorry.
Can you make that not a thing?
Unsnap! Unsnap!
I'm a vegan.
I snapped it. He snaps the butter.
No, it's vegan butter. That exists.
No, he snaps the butter. It's just gone. Butter.
I could eat the potatoes, I guess. Gavin sits down, like grabs the entire bowl of potatoes and a spoon. And
do you want a salad? Like, I can't.
It's fine, man. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Okay. Here. Here's a Caesar salad. Is that good?
Wait, if Caesar salad wouldn't be vegan,
what's in this Caesar?
It has croutons, it has lettuce, Roman lettuce, it has ranch.
Is there cheese? Tuna chunk?
Is the lettuce organic?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
It is now, at least.
Yeah. You don't have any dressing on this, do you?
It has a vegan dressing.
He's like, I don't know.
Where? Okay.
I go up to Liam and I'm like, Liam, Toby goes up to Liam and he's like, okay, so, I mean, I'm very grateful we're not dead. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
I was wondering, actually, you know, if you could help us with something. We are, obviously, you know, we're not from here, and we are actually trying to get back. So what we've been told by the priest outside, friendly man,
he sucks.
He's
he does suck.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see, he knows it.
He said that you're the only one who has access to the Bifrost. And
I do.
So if you could just, you know, pop us back home, I think we'd appreciate it. And, you know, we could even get some books for you, send them back as like a thank you.
Yeah. We'll come back for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and holidays.
He'll come back.
Every other year.
I think we both know.
You can have Memorial Day.
I think we both know that's not true, but okay.
But if we knew how to get back through the Bifrost to give you Christmas presents, there I'm sure they would love to.
Well, guys, I'm more than happy to help you guys out, but I just need to ask a few questions. What happened to Ash?
Ash? Do you mean the guy that we found when we first got here?
He's talking about Pokemon, I'm pretty sure.
No.
That would be
phenomenal series too, by the way.
Oh,
but
thank you.
He watches anime.
Is that that would be an appropriate name for someone who turned into a pile of ash?
So she's dead?
We don't know.
Well, could you please describe this person for us?
Well, she's a tiefling.
Could you please describe what a tiefling is?
He opens like a book of human mentality. She looks like a demon.
Oh, cool!
It'll be like horns. Cool. It'll be red skin.
Yeah, I haven't seen
haven't seen one of those
lately.
But you guys are using her items.
Oh, this stuff?
No, we just found this.
Oh, so
we found this.
The ash pile was ash.
When we got here, there was the four of us and a corpse covered in ash. That's where we got.
There's no telling, though. I mean, that could have been anyone.
That's all right. True. I mean, it's...
I assume that she was dead. I just want to make sure. And besides, I know it wasn't you guys, because if you guys killed her, you guys won't be able to use her items. So either she allowed you guys to do it, but can you guys tell me how everything happened? I just want to know what happened to her. I want to know her final moments.
See, we really can't.
Why?
We don't know what happened. We just woke up in the middle of a field. There's a body made of ashes lying on the ground. An elf woke us up. We killed some goblins that someone thought was children.
What?
We lived with the...
Don't worry about that. Hold
on. No, let me continue. We killed some kid goblins. I mean, some goblins we thought were kids. Gavin thought were kids.
He's writing all this
really
down.
Accurate.
Good,
he's,
good.
He's writing all this down.
Make me nervous. He's writing that down.
This would be a very good podcast.
Jack is an incredible storyteller.
As I've now immediately forgot where I was.
After that, we
burned some children to ash.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
We listen. Killed some kids. We saved some fort. We saved a forest. The wood elf forest.
The trees.
The trees.
And then the grass talked to us.
The grass.
Well, it talked to me.
We lied to a priest, stole his horses, broke into town, stole armor, broke into church. And now we're here.
Okay, what's the last thing you remember before you woke up, I guess, next to the pile of ash?
Toby talked. The last thing I had just gotten off a phone call with my lawyer. And I had sat down in my living room and grabbed a beer from the fridge, and then I was here.
Wait. So, last memory that you have, you're back home and Midgard, and next thing you know, you're just here? You just have that... How you got here gone? Have you?
I mean, that's how it is for me. I don't know about the rest of you.
That's right.
I was at work. There you go.
What the heck?
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
That was weird. Hey, you know what one of my favorite things about Jordan is, real quick? If you get him to laugh hard enough, he coughs.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
I've noticed that. I'm actually going to talk to a doctor about that since we started.
Every time the recordings, you always see the...
Well, that was the thing is I never... Oh,
there it goes.
I don't know what it is. Start recording.
It didn't start until I started doing this, and now it happens all the time, even at home. So, like, I'm like, oh, maybe you can see a doctor about that.
But he's got bronchitis.
Maybe
he does this for you, the listeners.
You would not have a good time, at least Jordan is. That's
true. Okay, so this is fascinating. Listen, so I'm just going to be kind of honest and tell you what's your situation like. The gate to Midgard, it's sealed. Ash, she was born with a very unique ability that she was able to travel through realms without the Bifrost. So I'm assuming that's how she got to Midgard, because the gates to Midgard is just sealed because what the humans did many over a millennia ago, which I'm sure you guys have no idea what it is.
You're saying the humans sealed the Bifrost?
Well, okay. Do you guys notice that once you guys got here, you have maybe having special abilities?
I talk to grass.
Yes, you talk to grass. Or maybe some of you have physical abilities being enhanced. Do you guys notice that?
I learned kung fu.
That was cool.
I found an ab muscle or two.
He broke a spear too.
So
it was... Never mind.
You found an ab muscle?
So,
I didn't find six of them. I just found...
Well, here's the thing.
They started to develop.
Well, here's the thing. Are you guys familiar with Superman?
Yes.
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 Okay. So you guys know that Superman, when he's at his home planet, he's just a normal dude, right?
Yes.
So why he comes to Earth, he's Superman. What changes?
The sun.
The atmosphere.
Okay. So...
Depends on
humans,
what you read or watch.
I wasn't ready for this quiz.
Sorry. So, for humans, when humans have in contact with magic, that's your sun. You guys get special abilities. Not just you four, every single human. And long time ago, there's a god named Lucius, the god of light and hope. And he was a god over your realm. And he taught humans how to use magic and do all sorts of things. But one day, he died. And the Allfather, the father of all gods, assumed that the humans were the one who killed him. His twin brother, Darius, the god of darkness, decided to go after him to get revenge on the humans. And the humans also took him down. So then the Allfather decided to create an all war against Midgard. But there was a group of humans that had created weapons that were strong enough to kill gods. So the Allfather made a deal. Those weapons for peace. And they will go back to Midgard, seal the gates, and they'll be it. They'll be locked off from the rest of the other realms. But the Allfather was a little more, he wanted more than just peace. He wanted to show the humans who he really was. So he removed all magic from your realm, and he erased your memory of it too. So every time humans enter contact with magic, you feel this change on your body.
So did you just say that Midgard used to have?
Yes.
I mean, it used to have magic.
But he removed it because as a punishment for you guys killing the gods.
Huh.
So that's why people are afraid of humans, because they think you guys are just god-killing monsters.
That's so bad, eh?
That's why humans, you guys write stories about magic worlds, about people with special abilities in every single way
Harry
of fiction.
Potter.
It's almost like even though he erased those memories from you guys, that desire, that hope, it's still there somehow within you guys. So you guys do, that's why you guys are having these really cool abilities, and that's why it's a little harder to bring you guys back because the gate is sealed.
This totally justifies my anime addiction.
Yep.
Wait, so we can't go home?
You can. I didn't say that. I say it would be a little trickier, but I can't open the gate for you guys. It would just take me a while.
A while? How long? How long is a while?
A week.
So we could just wait here.
Okay. We could make a week work.
Well, in here he makes magic food, so we could be here for as long as we want, man.
Here's the thing. I was really close to Ash, and I would like her. I would like to know what happened to her, if that's okay with you guys. I always had this theory that the humans, what happened to the humans never makes sense to me. Ash agreed with me. That's why she went to Midgard. So I do feel responsible for it, because I was curious what really your realm looked like. If you guys don't mind, I would like to send you guys to a place where you guys can get your memories back.
What do you mean a place? Where we, like, another realm? Like,
yes.
Not Earth, but another place.
Yes.
Not here either.
No, not here. No, it'll be a different round. It'll be Fae round, the round of fairies.
Is that safer than here?
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Okay, because people don't like us here, so
they don't have that kind of prejudice that they have here. It's kind of like all funny creatures in there.
Okay, I mean, I'm not. It's not that I don't want to be sympathetic towards your plight here. It's just we really do need to get back.
I get that.
So I mean, I guess that's fair. For helping us, we could probably help you back. But you're sure it'll only be like a week?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, we're talking about slightly undoing the magic of the greatest god of all time, but I think a week I should be able to beat it.
I don't feel confident anymore. Also, how are we going to get
that? That was sarcasm.
Okay.
Brother, I mean...
And he gives you this. He gives you four stones of for speech, and he goes, you can use these stones to talk to me anytime you want.
Walkie-talkies. Can we talk to each other?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll just be able to listen, but yeah.
Okay, and then is it in our mind? So if I could talk to Toby, could I send him a personal message that no one else can?
It's a rock, not a phone.
Gotcha. So everyone can hear what everyone is saying, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. It's I've never had Discord a cell phone channel. Before.
No. You haven't had a cell phone?
Well, no.
Gavin, we're going to unpack that later.
Sorry, you were saying something.
Speaking of cell phone, though, Toby pulls out a cell phone and checks the date, because I'm assuming I still have battery.
yeah, sure.
And he's like, okay, I have 3 weeks, so that works. I can do this. If you guys are in, I can make it.
3 weeks until what? If you don't mind me asking.
I have a legal appointment that is very important that I need to get to in 3 weeks.
Okay. I'm sure nothing will happen between you guys leaving to this new round that should be an issue.
Oh, that was ominous, but okay. You can't just say stuff like that.
Okay.
That's like getting all your friends before battle and being like, we are best friends. I can't wait to grow old with all of you.
That would be really like reinforcing, wouldn't it? I like that.
Well, are you guys down? Or you guys want to talk between yourselves? Can I make a decision? I'll give you guys privacy if you guys want.
Now, to be clear... You can just snap and open the Feywild one, but Earth takes a week. We aren't waiting a week either way, right?
No. I can't just send you Feywild very quickly.
Oh, cool.
Good question.
Do we literally have any other option?
It's like my guru Sanjay always says. The sun isn't always shining just because there are sparrows.
So wise.
I have the wisdom of 10,000 years of elves, and I still don't get that one.
It's beyond his plane of understanding.
Sanjay's deep, man.
Sanjay's deep. Can you give me more of the Sanjay teachings?
Sure, man. Just come visit me at work sometime.
Right. Remind me one more time where you work, Gavin.
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I work at the Walmart Garden Center.
If you didn't want to tell me where you work, you didn't have to lie.
A glowing green light from the other room.
Ding! No, yeah,
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm kind of shy about it because, you know, like it's a big promotion. I work my way up to it. I don't want to intimidate you, you know?
I go whisper over to Jack, and I'm like, I think he's telling the truth.
I didn't know he could hold down a job.
I'm also impressed. All right, great, good for you, man. Let's just move on. So then, are we all in agreement? Should we do this? It sounds like Gavin's. Are you in?
I think that's what I said, isn't it?
All right, that's what I figured.
Well, between taking our chances with the fairies or getting killed by the high elves, I'll take the fairies. Thank you.
Okay.
How dangerous can fairies be, right? They're like
exactly. They're
like 3 inches tall or something, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you know that mosquitoes can kill people and fairies are bigger than mosquitoes? So I think that logic's not good. I think they could be dangerous too.
Yes, but do fairies suck your blood?
I don't know. Some do, probably.
Vampire fairies will.
Are there any vampire fairies at this place?
Well, if there's a fairy who got bitten by a vampire, duh.
If there's a whole planet of fairies, I mean, probably.
I mean, that logic makes sense.
Statistically speaking, there's probably at least one fairy vampire. His name is Edward Cullen.
Where's the vampire? Twilight is actually a history book.
Exactly.
I'm good to go. Let's go, man.
All right.
Well, take us there.
Before you guys go, the Allfather also put a seal on every single human just in case they ever get contact with magic. So let me just do this. And he punches each one of you in the chest, and the seal is broken. And now you guys can level up. And you guys level up to level 3.
Oh, baby. Hey, can you hit me again? I want to go to 5.
Yeah, just like hit me. It turns this. Hit me again.
You won't get stronger. So this is why humans are so impressive. The longer you stay here, the more powerful you become. So the longer you stay in the realm, the more contact with magic, the stronger you become. So meaning, as a game point of view, the longer you stay here, more level ups you
get. We just get punched after every arc.
Yeah, but if you go back,
just like slap backhand slap by whoever the NPC
front hand backhand.
but if you go back home where there's no magic, your powers will start going down.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's like a battery that's charging over time.
Oh. Or being used. Wait, so you're telling me when I go home, I immediately still have magic for a little bit?
Yes, that's correct.
That I'm going to save for later. Sanjay's never going to believe this.
Okay. Are you guys ready? You guys need anything from me? Any other items or anything?
We could use some money and some stuff.
All right, sure. How much money do you guys want?
All of it.
No.
I would like a butterfly net.
Look,
here you go. Yes.
Is it at least a magical butterfly net?
No, nope, it's what he asked for.
This is going to come in handy with the fairies.
Well, if fairy or parents tell us anything, it doesn't have to be a magical one to just capture them.
That's kind of what my reference was. I'm actually really glad you caught that. I am legitimately putting a butterfly net in my inventory, though.
Because you have it.
Do you have any swords? After you punched me, I kind of feel like I could
good
like
weapons I could wield would one, really help,
and a better weapon would be
I
nice.
I have a few weapons. Let me come with me. And he opens a door to this insane armory room that has all sorts of armor, all sorts of weapons. It's like it's not a lot, but you guys can pick anything you guys want from here.
Is there stuff from like Earth, like medieval weapons?
Yeah,
and
he
stuff
has like
he's like collected.
He learned about he read a couple of manga, so he has like really cool katanas. He has he has all the swords from Lord of the Rings.
This one's from Naruto.
He has all sorts of things too.
I go and I grab one of the katanas because that fits Toby so well, and he's like, "Can I have this one?"
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
That's up to you to find out.
Cool.
And then he mouths to all of you, I don't know its name.
It doesn't have a name.
Yeah, you guys can grab anything that you guys will need for your adventure here. Any armor, any sorts of weapons. And he also going to tell you that and one final thing that you guys need to know, you guys still have your rock?
Yeah, I pulled it out of my pocket.
Wait, the ones you gave us or the other one that guided us here?
The one that guided us here, I think.
Say that again, Jordan?
The one that guided us here or the one that you gave us?
The one that guides us here.
Yeah, it's right here. I pulled it out of my pocket. I put it.
Yeah, so fun fact about the rock. Do you guys remember those weapons that was used to kill gods?
Yes.
So the Allfather created a safe, and those rocks are the key to open that safe.
To those weapons?
Yes, and every vessel has one. And he opens his chest, and he has a real rock with a crystallized rock, and they both fly at each other, and they start like rotating around each other.
Nice.
Like that's what he was calling you.
Then whose vessel rock is this one?
Esh.
So she's from like a tiefling world?
She's from the lava world, yeah.
The lava world. That would make sense.
We can't go there. If we ever go there, they're going to be so mad we killed their vessel.
We don't know if we killed her.
What if we did? We don't know that we didn't.
That's why I need to find out what happened. And you have my promise. No matter what happens, I will open the gate for you guys.
Okay, sounds good.
My word.
I huddle everyone up. I'm like, if we find out we killed her somehow, we cannot tell him.
Gavin has just been grabbing random crap this whole like not even stuff that matters. Like he's like grabbed a flute and like a butterfly net.
John, do you want to do the potion roulette game?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Can you just grab a bunch of random potions?
Yeah, Joe, roll me the 12.
I freaking love
this. Do that?
Yeah, okay.
You can.
For those wondering, what is potion roulette? Is it something that we do on a home D&D games? That you just grab a potion, yeah. We roll a random potion generator, and that's what the potion does.
Yeah, so you're just going to tell me how many potions I get?
Yeah, roll a D12 to see how many.
Sounds good. I hope it's 12.
Do D12 plus 2, so at least you get like 3.
Oh, yes. I got 6.
6 potions?
Yeah.
Sick.
Nice. 6 rando potions.
The most sparkly of all the potions.
Okay. I will be lobbing at least one.
Yeah, so John, just be aware. You can tell me whenever you want to do those. We're just going to find out what they are. And as you grab the 6 potion, Leon goes, well, those do. You know what? That's okay. He'll figure it out. So as you guys level up and as you guys get ready, and you guys know what the stones are, Liam also gives you his stone to keep safe. And he tells you to find Ori. He is the vessel of the Feyrealm. And he was going to be able to restore your memories.
Ori. Okay. Yeah. Do you have like a map to him? Or like a fairy that could fly with us and be like, hey, look, listen.
Well, he looks, where to go. He looks like a dandelion.
Like a dandelion?
Yeah.
Like the flower?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to a fairy world.
Yes. There's a lot of plants fairies in there.
I want him to come with me.
It's just now occurring to me that I may not know what fairies are.
Cup of tea right now.
Well, fairies, you get used to where we get it. But yeah.
Gavin holds out his hands, both of his hands. Give
what?
Me.
Give me what?
The dandelion.
Well, you have it's the Feyrealm. But
what?
I'll give you this one.
Thank you. I'm adding dandelion to my inventory.
Yeah, so the dandelion is the vessel of the Feyrealm. He's going to be able to help you guys out with your memories.
Okay. That sounds worthwhile. I say let's go.
Yeah, and remember, having both stones is going to be able to help you guys to get there faster too.
Okay. Sounds great. Wait, both? You're giving us your stone too?
Yes. There's something going on. Listen, of the off chance you need something, I don't know, I'm giving to you. If my God figures out that I'm helping humans, he might not be super thrilled with me. So
keep it on the down low.
Keep it on the down low, exactly.
Okay, yeah, it's no problem. Should we each hold a stone? Hey, Gavin, do you want to? You know what? Hey,
he holds out his hand. Give me.
Gavin already has a stone.
Just a rock.
He just found something.
It's a floating rock still, though.
Yeah, I want it.
All right.
Toby like
all
regrets right. It immediately.
Like, I don't know why I thought.
I don't know why Gavin came out of your mouth first.
He was the closest standing.
I mean, Jax
me.
Makes sense. Gavin, though.
Hey, you got you guys here. Okay.
I was going to say, hey, Gavin, can you move over? I need to talk to Jack. And then he took the stone.
And he said, Mine.
No, it's cool. If you want to give it to him, it's cool, man.
No, it's cool. Just don't lose it. I mean, we're going to a place where grass talks, so that's probably up your alley.
It'll let me know if I drop the rock.
I actually believe that.
Maybe, if it's nice grass.
Yeah, I'm sure it is very nice grass. I haven't talked to grass myself, Gavin.
Yeah, well, how would you know then? I'm not talking about the quality of like the grass, like how it feels. I'm like talking about the quality of its like soul and heart, you know?
Like a Kentucky bluegrass?
Is each grass...
I don't know anything. I haven't talked to Kentucky blue yet. I actually don't. What kind of grass do you guys have?
I think this is something we could talk about later. Let's
get
going.
Be really careful on your answer because this is lore.
Generally, I feel so dumb because I thought just one type of grass. Like, I just thought grass and that was it. The fact that it's like subclasses of grass.
Like a tall fescue or a perennial ryegrass. Perhaps a Kentucky blue or a buffalo.
Well, buffalo grass.
How are they different? Really nice. Do they actually look different?
The St. Augustine grass is also the variety.
It's how thick they are, how tall they grow, how fast they grow.
Well, if
their
just,
color.
What if you just, well, are they all just green?
Zoe say are just bent green. Grass.
Well, there's blue green, right?
A lot of the time they'll make them in like a mix.
Yeah, so grass. Like,
it's called bluegrass. It's not.
It sounds like when you ask your prom date, what's your color of your dress? It's hot red. What does that mean?
Hot red would be an easy one. It's where they look at you and you're like, it's a light aubergine. And you're like, I'd what?
The hell is an aubergine?
How you spell that?
An aubergine is an eggplant, but it's just like a better way to say it. It's how Brits say it, I think.
All right. You guys ready then to go to the Fey realm?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I need to look for a sword, okay?
You got one.
Also, do you
wait,
want
you already gave me one?
Yeah.
You lost your armor when we snuck in.
I gave you everything you need armor? On the inventory.
Oh, do we have to readjust our armor class, by the way?
You yes. can. It's up to you.
Well, that means I'm just going to be wearing the elf armor.
Yeah, that's okay.
I shouldn't be wearing
it. Oh, so you actually went in and changed it for me?
No.
Oh, never mind then. Not impressed. No, seriously, though. Like, my armor isn't as good as it was before.
Yeah, because that was from the last episode.
I know, but now we're in this big room with lots of stuff. Uh-huh. You said there was armor and some swords.
Yeah, there's armor, there's swords. Uh-huh. You have 18 AC again.
Great.
Jordan's been sitting over there with his finger up his nose. I don't know what's going on in the last 10 minutes. No, he's actually listening to you. That's the problem, is that like you were given all this lore, and I was like, I'm going to grab a dandelion and a bunch of pebbles and some random potions.
Watch, these are going to be like the most powerful flute that's ever existed. It's going to be one of those crazy things that are going to save us in the end.
All right, do you guys need anything else? You guys ready to go to the Fey Realm? New adventures to get your memories back?
Could we get some money before we go?
Liam goes, here's 300 gold.
Oh my gosh. That's like so many horses.
For all of us, 300.
That's five horses, right?
Is that 300 per?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Look up how much 300.
What about 400 so it's an even 100 between us?
Sure.
Nice. Mm. You're welcome, by the way.
He's a negotiator.
During the like cut part, Danny was like, here's 200 gold. We've talked him all the way up to 400. It's awesome.
Little does he know, if we need money, his... Brock's armor is worth 1,500 gold.
Is it really?
Whoa!
So if we need money...
Wait.
Something feels like the DM made a mistake. Why does he have that?
400 gold is $800,000.
Oh my God.
We should keep this till we get
home. I'm not spending any of this. I'm going home with it.
We're taking this to Midgard.
I just made you guys millionaires. Yeah. Well, one of you, I guess.
What kind of plate is it?
If not all of us make it back, the ones that do will be millionaires.
Question, can I also have a sword?
Yes.
What sword can I have?
Which sword do you want?
Which
a
one?
A long sword, a great sword.
A great sword.
Okay.
I think Jordan's asked for a sword three times.
Jordan's face was so happy when he said great sword. He did a little jump. Like, a great sword.
Yeah, a great
really
sword.
Really cute.
That you cannot have a shield and a great sword. Because oddly enough, a great sword is two-handed.
Is a long sword too?
But Jordan, your ring.
It can be.
Your ring has a spell shield, remember? Yeah. So if you need that extra protection, you got it.
Yeah, but if I have a shield and the ring, then I have double.
But you don't have a great sword, so it's up to you.
Josh, if I have proficiency in a weapon, does that mean... What does that mean?
You add your proficiency bonus to attack.
Yeah, I guess I'll take the great sword.
You guys ready to go? Ready?
For Let's so do long it. Now, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
He opens the Bifrost, and there's this beautiful rainbow gate that opens the door to you. And you feel this big energy. And Liam looks at you and goes, okay... 3, 2, don't interrupt, 1, and the gate just sucks you guys in.
Woohoo!
Like, oh my gosh!
What can we roll to make sure we didn't throw up?
Constitution.
Are we going to do a constitution?
Do a constitution saving
Look
throw.
What you freaking did. Shouldn't have said anything. Now we're all going to vomit.
I got a 13.
Okay.
I got a 7.
Jack is Whatever Jack ate at the feast is now on the ground. That is a natural one.
Oh.
Did you do it during the teleportation? Because
I'll tell you what happened.
We get down there and just like all falls on us.
Brock, what did you get?
I got an 8.
Okay. As you guys arrive to Feyround, Gavin, Jack, and Brock, you guys both throw up. But Jack, because you got a crit 1, you will now have disadvantage of any attack roll for the next day.
Take a level of exhaustion.
Wow. You projectile vomited. I think that should increase the damage he does.
He threw up so hard he's got the shakes now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Intimidation, maybe?
But Toby, you are okay.
Oh, one of us has to be an adult.
I'm good. I'm okay.
On my shoes.
Oh, you didn't need them anyways. Look at how soft their grass is.
I was going to add a bonus sound effect, but that was so good.
This is John, and I'll be your Foley artist for the evening.
Oh, this is cool.
As you guys arrive there, you guys see that it's just beautiful forest. You see there's mushrooms, big flowers everywhere on this beautiful grove. And it is the Bifrost Gate right behind you. And the stone starts spinning, starts moving again.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
I'm gonna grab like some grass and like tie it up into like a necklace around the stone so that I can just like. Gavin looks on in horror. Yeah. As I pluck grass out of the ground.
We got a cough out of Jordan.
Double.
What, you're going to post this and they're like, dude, you have cancer. Check that out.
Yes, the grass do scream as you pull them up, but you do tie them on your neck.
I don't hear the grass, right?
This is
ignorance is bliss.
So Gavin's just looking on in abject horror
as I'm like tying grass into like a necklace and putting it around.
Yeah. I don't really think the grass here is going to be our friend.
Okay, what do you guys want to do? You guys find yourselves in this new realm. You have a necklace now with the stones connected to it. What do you guys want to do?
Can you describe like the landscape around us?
Yeah, so you guys are right now in right in front of you. There is a path that leads you to more forest. On your left, on your left, you see big giant flowers. It is what the best way to describe it. Imagine like a garden of flowers, but the flowers are absolutely ginormous.
You literally just described Dragon Tales. You guys remember
Dragon
that show?
Dragon Tales. I don't know the rest of this song.
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Fun fact about Danny, I never seen Dragon Tales.
Wow.
Well, now you have because you just remade it.
He's inspired.
True. But that's what you guys see. You guys want to do something here? You guys want to explore the landscape? What you guys
want to
do?
I want to get on something really tall and look around.
You said the rock is moving?
The rock is moving.
Is the rock, cooking?
I can't help it. Literally, the pacing of this right now is like a slug.
Wait. I pull out my walkie-talkie rock.
Okay.
Your rocky-talkie?
My rocky-talkie.
There it is.
Good.
That's you deserve inspiration.
Legit.
I didn't hear what you said. I was talking to Jordan. What did you say?
The rocky-talkie.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, you guys are rich for that one.
And I talk into it and I say, anywhere, like any idea where we need to go? Like where we need to go? I don't know where you put us.
Just follow the rock, man. The rock should lead you to Ari.
This guy's useless. Why do we even have these?
You
haven't turned off the
at this point.
I can still hear you.
I can still hear you. Yeah. I want to just start following the rock.
Yeah, I'm going to start following the rock too.
Okay.
We both have them, right?
Roll me a nature check.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, wait. Why am I so bad at nature? I'm a druid. I should do something about that.
You're minus one.
I got an 8.
Can you I got do a nature 3?
Oh, no. You got a 3.
No, I was just rolling to see what it would do. I don't have
6.
The rock.
I'm bad at nature, too.
I got
too.
The best nature out of the three of us, and I got an 8.
You can hear. So the grass is, the plants here are not talking. They're very quiet. but not because they don't want to talk to you, because they are afraid of something.
They're afraid of something?
Yeah.
Oh, can I try see if I can see anything like beyond that?
Yeah, what you want to do? How you want to figure that out?
I would like to look around and perceive if there's anything.
Okay, wrong perception.
I already tried that, John. there's a path and giant flowers.
I got a 10.
You got a 10? You see a few commotion, and you see a very small fairy, size of a dog, you know?
So that's a small fairy. Dogs come in so many sizes.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. A size of...
Like a cat?
Like a cat.
Cats this, also come
medium,
in
medium
size.
Cat.
In
medium
this
cat.
Medium cat. World.
Is that a small fairy? That feels like a large...
3 feet. Okay, 3 feet.
Oh, that's a large fairy. That's a big cat. That's not Tinkerbell.
That is a big
no,
cat.
No, no. They're different.
That's Blubberbell.
We guys.
Inspiration!
What are you going to say?
Do fairies in this realm, is their weakness butterfly nets? Because if that's the case, we have a butterfly
net. I want to point out, if this is a 3-foot fairy, I'm going to need a big butterfly net.
Yeah.
You have the best butterfly net.
There are small fairies and they are bigger fairies.
But are we going off of like Fairly Odd Parents type of fairies?
For John's joke, we are for the butterfly thing, but not in general.
Okay.
I'm not going to tie myself down to just one type of fairy.
Gotcha. Depends on the fairy.
Yeah. Oh, so it's on the ground and it's like in
It's
distress?
Running and it's super quick.
Oh, it's running, so it's not even flying.
Yeah, it's running.
excuse me. Gavin's going to yell, excuse me.
Whoa. You guys are big.
Yeah, you're small.
Yeah.
What you running from, man?
Well, I'm running from death.
From death?
Yeah.
You cannot run death, man.
Is that the truth, brother?
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Do you mean death metaphorically, or is there like a man named Death?
Well, first off, cool beer, man. He looks at Gavin.
Thanks, man.
And he goes, oh, no, I mean death. Like, he points over there, and as you guys see, you see this big... The best I can describe it, you know, like the Venom symbiote, what looks like that slimy black thing?
Yeah.
You see this giant wall of slimy black thing corrupting the trees, the grass, and everything it touches. It starts to kind of like die down and become corrupt.
Oh, no, let's go. I'm following the fairy.
Nope.
All the nope. Sounds like he had the right plan. Let's go.
Go, go.
Yeah.
And he says, let's go. And he starts running really fast. He goes, my name is Lucas. Come on.
Okay, Lucas, let's go, man.
Are we keeping up with Lucas, or is he like faster than us?
He is a quickling. It's a D&D race. And they run 60 feet per action. So he's
making. I was going to offer to put him on my back, but it sounds like that's probably slower.
He's exponentially outpacing us at this point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, slow folks. What are you guys with your big legs for?
Actually, technically, it's linearly. It's not exponential. Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, Toby's weirdly keeping up, which is weird because he doesn't work out that much.
Oh, sorry, I lie. They run 120 feet per hour.
Oh, this guy's gone.
But he's keeping up with you guys. He's running with you guys.
Okay, he's holding back.
Are we outpacing death?
Yes, you are, because it's moving very slowly.
Okay, cool.
But that's why the plants were afraid, because they can't move. They're stuck there.
Hey, Lucas, quick question.
Man. Breathe. Hey. Breathe in and out.
I don't run much. Is that thing going to catch up to us at any point? When does it stop?
That's why... sorry, you got me out of breath, too. That's embarrassing. I was trying to evacuate as much fairies as possible. If we keep moving forward, some of the other fairies have created a barrier to stop this. But it's pretty bad. We can't stop anytime sooner. So once we get past the barrier, we should be good.
Done deal.
All right, let's go.
Man, I wish we had a horse right now.
Well, it's like the idea of like, it's not going super fast, but everything it touches, it seems to corrupt.
It's creeping.
Mm. Yeah. Do you guys want to try to grab a sample of this thing? You guys want to just book it?
I feel like I don't want to. Toby would not want to touch this.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm just asking to make sure I'm not like.
It would not even cross my mind.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Brock, are you
wanting? I'm not touching anything.
Yeah. Okay. So as you guys get closer, you guys see all these fairies of all different size, fairy or parent size, true.
Nice.
Small ones like Tinkerbell. You see ones the size of Lucas. And it's, come on, come on, come on. And as you guys run through it, they activate this giant barrier and the corruption stops. And as you guys see, half of the forest is now corrupt and the other half is not. And I was, that was close.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bud. We really showed up at a bad time.
Yeah, talk about unluck. Like, if you guys show up like a minute later, you guys will be right in the middle of that mess.
Kind of suspicious that we got here right as this was going on.
How long has this been happening?
A week or so? 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
That's so interesting. And I go over and I like pull Brock over to the side for a second. I'm like, Brock, how long have we been in this realm? How long has it been since we got in here?
Like 20 minutes.
No, not the fairy realm. Like since we got to like,
I don't know. Maybe has like it been four, has three it been, days?
Has it been like a week?
While this is going on, Gavin's over.
Has
on
it been
the
like?
A, has it been a week?
Is it corresponding with like how long we've been here?
Doing this finger magic trick, like for the fairies, be like,
look. Oh, the Tom one.
Yeah, like, you pretend to dislocate your thumb.
I can pull my finger off.
Whoa! Wizard!
Whoa!
Sorry. You know, keep having your serious conversation.
Considering Jack just had to wind sprint immediately after throwing up, he is just keel over dry. Right now.
That's why I didn't go talk to Jack.
Poor Jack.
But yes, Toby, you're correct. The time that this has been happening corresponds to the time that you guys been into the Alpha Realm.
Dude, I it's kind of suspicious. I think maybe, Brock, I think maybe we're kind of responsible for this.
What would, I mean, I didn't do anything. Did you do anything?
I don't mean, it just, I don't say anything to anyone yet, but like, just wanted to confirm. And then I walk over to, what was this?
Is it Lucas?
Lucas? Hey, Lucas, thank you again for saving us.
You got it, man.
That was super cool of you. You know, actually, I hate to ask you for more favors, but we're actually looking for someone. Do you guys have like a prophet, like a vessel here in this realm?
Oh, you mean the dandelion?
Yeah, we're looking for someone who looks like this.
That's right,
my dandelion. This guy. Have you seen him?
I have a question. Is it like a cut up dandelion?
It's like a dead thing? It's like one of those. Well, it's probably more dead now than when we first got it, but it's like just the yellow kind. But
okay.
Just
plucked. Do you have roots and all, or is it dead?
Actually, now that you say it, I really wanted to have roots and all.
Yeah, it does.
It's in a pot.
Yeah, no pot. Just like literally, just like the roots. Like I'm carrying it around, like little clumps of dirt on it.
The dandelion's like, please.
No, it's long dead.
Release me.
Just let me die.
Oh, you guys want to talk to Ari?
Ari, that's right. Yes,
Ari. We'd love to talk to Ari.
Oh, yeah. I can take it to him, but be nice because he's not looking as good as he used to.
Hey, we all age. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Did he do that thing that dandelions do where they get the little floaties on them?
Well, kind of. The barrier that you guys see, he's the one creating it, and it's taking a lot out of him to do that.
Oh, poor gotcha. Buddy. Gotcha.
So, okay. But I'll take it to him. He can still talk and do kind of stuff. But yeah, so how you guys get here, humans?
We got through the Bifrost.
Ah, that makes sense. That's the only way to travel through realms. That was a silly question. So.
No, yeah, totally. I mean, I'm kind of new to this too, so don't freak out. I totally understandable.
There are no silly questions.
Hey.
Only silly people.
I like Sanjay. You, man.
Yeah, we're all a little silly. No, Sanjay didn't say that. That's all Gavin, man.
I'm going to start writing down what you say, Gavin.
Hey.
Like my guru, Gavin, says.
I like the sound of that, Jack.
As he goes, okay, I'll take you to Ari. Just follow me.
All right, lead the way, but slowly.
He goes really fast. He runs. He goes, you see that rock over there? Watch this. I just got there and back.
Want to see me do it again?
Want to see you do it again? Okay, so he takes you guys to this really cool forest. And you see these awesome vines. You see these beautiful plants. And you see this little tavern. You see this little cabin. Very simple. Gavin, you feel very at home here. Because yes. they can tell that they use magic. They are very connected with nature, so they do believe it should be one. As you guys walk closer, you see a lion standing right in front of you. and he looks at all of you guys.
Would you describe him as dandy?
And I'll describe him looking as with a green fur. And his mane is made of dandelions. And he goes, Amari, you must be friends of Liam. Is that right?
Guys, it's grass type Aslan.
I think we're more of like associates more than friends. But yeah, we met him. He asked us to come here. Also, you don't look anything like a dandelion, except you have dandelions on you. Yes. But I feel like I get the pun now.
Yes.
I pat you on the back, and I'm like,
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Do you have a pot around here for my dandelion? Because it needs a pot.
Yes, right over there, there's 1,000 pots.
I'm putting a terracotta pot in my inventory.
Keeps adding crap.
How can I help you?
I'm good now. Thanks for the pot.
Well, that's all. We'll go fast. We'll be heading out.
No, Toby walks up to... what was his name? Ari?
Ari.
Toby walks up to Ari, and he's like, hey, thank you for... I understand that you're currently exerting yourself to protect this place, so this must be hard for you to meet with us. Thank you for doing that. We were actually sent by Liam because we need... Well, he was curious about a friend of his, another vessel, that we're still not sure what that happened to them. And he seems to think that maybe you could shed some light on that.
He wants me to restore your memories?
Right. That's what we're getting at. Apparently, you're the person to talk to. And so that's why we're here.
I am. But as you probably saw... My realm is being corrupted by an outside force. And I'm spending every single magic that I have with me to stop it. Unless I can stop this threat, I cannot stop concentrating the spell to cast the memory spell on you guys.
Got it. So it sounds like you need help from us to maybe stop the threat so you can help us?
I mean, if you guys want to do the memory thing, we need to stop the corruption of my plan of this realm because it already has corrupted 40% of the whole realm.
Wow, that's like statistical numbers.
It's like a big number.
It's a smart lion.
I don't know why that got me.
That's like statistical numbers.
Wow, so, man. I just said the picture of Gavin, like, how did they calculate that?
Sounds like he's a real catmatician.
Oh!
That one like physically hurt me. I can't.
John, take 1d2 psychic damage.
Yeah, I did. I hurt. Wow, we have to cut the session 30 minutes shorter now. Just kidding. Yeah, that's going to be kind of hard. Have you seen what's happening outside? It's like real nasty.
Yes.
Do you know what the source of it is?
I have no idea. It's not from this realm. It's nothing I've ever seen before.
Have you been able to like fight it at all?
I figured out how to contain it. And I'm using the power of my stone. And he shows his stone, which is a green grass-looking stone. And it's also a flowing stone, the stone of the vessel that we talked about earlier. That we talked about earlier, how it's part of the keys to open the weapons that kill the gods. But he talks about, I've been using the power of my stone to repel it. It looks like it's the only thing that it can kind of repel it. But I've been focusing so much of just making sure that this part of the realm is safe. It doesn't spread. I'm having my best fairies trying to figure out a solution for this.
So is your stone the only one that has the capability of holding the mech?
Why?
Let's say if you had a second stone.
Or a third.
I mean, they are connected. They are like parts of the... You guys have stones?
Toby pulls back his like his robes a little bit, and then his little necklace he made from the grass earlier like shoots out, and his stone like points over to his stone like...
Yeah, it does that. And he goes, oh, perfect. You guys can probably use those stones to maybe infiltrate the corruption.
Infiltrate the what now?
Yes.
You want us to go back out into the mess?
Info what the who?
I don't know what started this, but if you go to the heart of it, you should be able to figure out what corrupted the entire realm.
And you think it's going to be like something we like a spider we can smash? Or is this like...
How big is it?
I'm not sure what it is. Again, I'm so sorry I can't give you more information. But if you are able to at least get some information from me and get back to me, that will be helpful just as it is. I'm not asking you to kill it or to fight it. I'm asking you to... I'm sure it's going to be dangerous. I'm not sure what happened to the creatures that will corrupt. But if you guys go there and get some information, I'll be able to come up with a better plan to attack it.
And you think that with these stones, we should be able to avoid the creeping darkness stuff?
I mean, we can test it. You want to test it?
Not really, but let's do it. And then Toby walks over to the barrier. Is the darkness like creeping up onto the barrier?
Yeah, it's creeping up on the barrier, on top of the barrier.
Toby grabs his stone and he just like holds it next to the barrier to see if it like retracts at all.
It does.
Like, dang it!
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny playing as our amazing DM. Quick shout out to some more of you incredible listeners. Thanks to Joseph B, Louisa P, and John C. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Let me tell you about 18. My lawn.
Oh, yeah, your lawn. What kind of grass are you planting?
I'm actually planting Kentucky Blue.
Is it Kentucky Blue you're doing?
It's actually Kentucky Blue with a mix of perennial something.
So now
perennial
it'll actually change
something.
Depending on what...
Yeah?
What
I heard that in Arizona, so I don't have to have winter, like people have to throw out a winter grass. Did you know that?
In Arizona?
Dude,
yeah, they don't have winter in Arizona.
So, well, I know, but then they're in the like colder season.
And their colder season's like our spring.
We have successfully forced Jordan to take his headphones off. He cannot handle the talking. See.